Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Briggs. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, John Briggs. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Red Shandianst. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank Torre. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Harry Hannebrink. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Rice. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Warren Sparn. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Sparn, and towards Shandianst, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to third. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Taylor steals home. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks takes first base on ball four. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Red Shandianst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shandianst hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton takes first base on ball four. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews takes first base on ball four. Bruton moves to second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morin moves to second. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Morin moves to third. Long moves to second. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs strikes out. two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Hannebrink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannebrink takes first base on ball 4. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hannebrink moves to second. Red Schoendienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schoendienst is 0-for-1 in the game. Schoendienst hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Briggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls hits a pop-up towards first. Torrey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Briggs covering, for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron takes first base on ball 4. Frank Torrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Torrey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Long strikes out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Briggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 1 in the game. Logan hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Hannebrink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannebrink is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hannebrink hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Rice reaches second base with a double. Hannebrink goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Cubs. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sparn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Braves. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 0 for 2 in the game. Shane Dienst hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Henry now pitching. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bruton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Matthews reaches second base with a double. Shane Dienst moves to third. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Aaron is walked intentionally. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 2 in the game. Torre strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 2 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Pafko pinch hits for Harry Hannebrink. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson who is chasing the ball. Pafko reaches third base with a triple. Logan goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Braves. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sparn strikes out. Two outs. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shane D'Anst hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko now playing left field. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Braves. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane D'Anst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 2 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Bill Henry. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger takes first base on ball 4. Neiman moves to second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Hobby covering, for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Aaron hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 3 in the game. Dark hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 4, Braves, 4. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 3 in the game. Torre hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Pavko hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Niemann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Morin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Long strikes out. Two outs. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Niemann strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sparn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Shane Dienst hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sparn moves to second. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Matthews for the out. Sparn moves to third. Shane Dienst moves to second. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Aaron is hit by the pitch. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-4 in the game. Torre hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Taylor hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Cubs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Bob Trowbridge now pitching. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dark moves to second. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Logan takes first base on ball 4. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Pavko hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Joe Adcock pinch hits for Bob Trowbridge. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Milwaukee Braves, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.